Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Brady Johnson. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke in Iowa City Saturday as part of his Fighting Oligarchy tour. A line stretched around the block in 20-degree weather where people waited eagerly to hear Sanders' speech. Like at his appearance in Omaha Friday, a good number of people were turned away when the theater reached capacity. Sanders warned against the dangers of oligarchy, using President Trump's Inauguration Day as a metaphor. He said the image of Tesla owner Elon Musk, Amazon executive Jeff Bezos, and Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg sitting behind Trump should serve as an indication of who was running the U.S. government.
At the end of the day, I'm not a PhD in math, but I do know that 99% is a hell of a larger number than 1%.
Sanders began his tour in areas that voted for Joe Biden in 2020 and elected a Republican House member in 2024. Former Moline mayor and teacher Stan Francis Leach died Wednesday at Friendship Manor in Rock Island. He was 90 years old. Leach was born in Moline in January 1935, working as an art teacher at Moline High School in the 60s, and serving in various civil service roles including township trustee, city alderman, and mayor from 1993 to 2005, the first Moline mayor to serve three consecutive terms. His family, writing in his obituary on the Wynn Funeral Home's website, says memorials can be made to friends of the Moline Library and Crime Stoppers of the Quad Cities. Wildfires have become more frequent, burning bigger areas during longer seasons thanks to conditions exacerbated by climate change. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports landowners in the Great Plains and Midwest are fighting fire with prescribed burns.
Landowners intentionally burn millions of acres each year to lower wildfire risk, increase biodiversity, and remove harmful plants. Although prescribed burning has been a practice for centuries, John Weir, a fire ecology expert at Oklahoma State University, says more people are interested in burning their land.
You got landowners that have thousands of acres that haven't burned before, or haven't. People are seeing the need and the importance of it, as well as having all these fire departments here realizing that, hey, we've got to start helping the landowners.
As climate change impacts weather patterns, Weir says people may have to shift when they burn land. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
The Iowa State Patrol is investigating an Iowa City fire truck that fatally struck a 99-year-old woman Sunday morning. The patrol crash report says Iowa City fire personnel were responding to a medical call at Legacy Senior Living, located at 1020 South Scott Boulevard. Around 6:45, the city vehicle leaving the facility hit Iowa City resident Evelyn Bothmore. She was declared deceased at the scene. President Donald Trump's actions targeting immigrants and LGBTQ people have spurred pushback from communities across the country. Ari Perez is one of the organizers of a march in downtown Rockford Sunday.
It is our social responsibility to protect the most vulnerable of our society right now. And we're seeing that be right now our Latino people, our trans people. So I think that was the main focus in trying to get this organized.
Around 200 people participated, with some carrying signs that read, "No one is illegal on stolen land," "My students are not criminals," and "Families belong together." At tonight's Rock Island City Council meeting, Mayor Mike Toms is issuing a proclamation declaring February 17th Madison Keys Day. February 17th is Keys' birthday, and she will attend the meeting virtually, which begins at 6:45 p.m. Keys won the Australian Open last month, taking home her first Grand Slam victory. Those unable to attend can watch the council meeting on the city's YouTube page. From the newsroom, I'm Brady Johnson. Have a wonderful Monday.